Melvin, I guess, first of all, congratulations. Another year starting off for the Georgia Cattlemen's Association. And I ask every president the same thing when they come in. Any thoughts about the year ahead? Any goals, things you're looking forward to?
Just fired up. You know, I guess anytime there's a new change in leadership, there's a lot of fire behind that. Just want to get more people involved. Our membership is one of our major resources, or our main resource, I would say. And I just want to get everybody involved throughout the state, want them to feel needed in our association because we need them.
You know, one thing that did come up, membership has increased a little bit over the past year, but it's always good to keep that number moving up, isn't it?
There is, it has actually moved up for the past 4 years. And I certainly don't want to retreat. We want to move forward.
You know, there's a lot of things going on in the industry, but you look back at what's happened, a lot of positive things going on in the industry right now, aren't there?
Very much so. I think, you know, we have a lot of educational programs going on now as far as trying to educate people from where their food comes from. I think we've really fell short of that over the past, decade maybe. And we really see a need for that. So I think we're making a positive move in that direction.
You know, and another thing that I've really noticed, especially during the convention, is the fact that young people more and more are becoming involved and really have done a great job in developing a lot of the youth programs here.
Well, I think so. Georgia Cattlemen's has concentrated on that by starting up the YCC. That's been a problem in our organization, is the people from 21 to 40 is kind of dropping out of the picture, and we want to get them back in the mix. And of course we have our Junior Cattlemen's Association, but there was kind of a dead area there, so we're trying to get them back in the mix.
The convention as a whole, how'd it go?
As far as I'm concerned, this was one of the best conventions we've had. I think Temple Grandin, I wish I had the fire and drive and the knowledge that lady has, but she's very special.
You had a good crowd, and I think a lot of them were here for that reason, too. A lot of folks really enjoyed listening to her speak.
Well, there's no question about it. That's kind of it took us 2 years to get her here, but it was well worth it.
Good deal. Well, Melvin, again, congratulations. Look forward to working with you over the next year.
Thanks, Randall.